Democrats, one goal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
On January 20th, 2021, we'll say adios to Donald Trump.
Julian Castro hopes the first debate on NBC News boosts him in the polls, calling for a change so it's no longer illegal for immigrants to cross the border.
I will fight for you as hard as I fight for my own family.
Elizabeth Warren also called for an end to private health insurance. She and Bill de Blasio calling for Medicare for all. Free college also an issue. Amy Klobuchar said,
and my plan would be to first of all make community college free.
And the candidates were critical of the Trump economy.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't. This is actually an economy that's hurting small businesses and not allowing them to compete.
Now, Cory Booker also took issue with Beto O'Rourke speaking in Spanish, which got a lot of social media reaction. Tonight, 10 more candidates take the same stage in Miami for another debate. Immigration advocates upset over the conditions and crammed facilities at the border have filed suit, asking a federal judge to issue an emergency order requiring immediate inspection and access for doctors to check on the health of the children. Congress trying to work out a compromise on a plan to provide money to help immigrants housed at the border. The president's threatened to veto a House version. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, this Senate passed a $4.6 billion package without restrictions on how the money is spent. Republican Richard Shelby.
It provides the resources needed to address the crisis that we face at the border.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We all, Democrats, Republicans, Americans, have a responsibility to act here.
Democrats don't want border money to be used for additional ICE agents, more detention beds, or border barriers. The House to consider an amendment ensuring health standards at the border. Democrats also demanding access to holding facilities without notice. Dave.
Rachel, a shark attack killed an American woman on vacation in the Bahamas. She was out snorkeling when three sharks started biting her as her family watched. This is Fox News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months. Only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
President Trump is in Japan, landed a few hours ago for a gathering of world leaders.
President Trump has 8 one-on-one meetings planned. Topping the list, Xi Jinping of China and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting with Xi Jinping is clearly the most important. President Trump attempting to put back on track trade talks that White House officials say were nearly complete until China reversed course.
Fox's John Roberts in Osaka. The Wall Street Journal reports China plans to push back on the U.S. crackdown on Huawei as a condition to getting trade talks back on track amid an ongoing tariff war. China will insist the ban on the sale of U.S. technology to the giant telecom company Huawei be lifted. The U.S. maintains Huawei as a security threat. Another state's abortion law is being challenged in court.
The suit, filed by the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, challenges the Arkansas law that bans abortion 18 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. They say it's another requirement that would likely force the closure of the state's only surgical abortion clinic. The new abortion law was signed by the state's Republican governor in March and includes exceptions for rape, incest, and medical emergencies. Another law being challenged includes one prohibiting doctors from performing an abortion if it's solely being sought because the fetus is diagnosed with Down syndrome. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A woman in Alabama who lost her baby in a shooting is now being held responsible for the death.
An Alabama woman who miscarried in her fifth month of pregnancy after being shot in the stomach last year faces manslaughter charges. A grand jury handed up the indictment for Marche Jones, saying she's responsible for her unborn baby's death because she started the fight that led to the shooting. Birmingham police dismissed charges against Ebony Jemison, who allegedly pulled the trigger. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The American Red Cross and blood banks around the country are asking for people to donate platelets. The Chicago Tribune says the University of Chicago Medicine Blood Donation Center noticed an earlier than usual drop in supply this year. There are often shortages in the summer when there are more accidents that require a need for blood, and there aren't as many people available to donate thanks to vacations. The Champaign City Council has decided to clarify language in the city code regarding housing rentals. We told you yesterday a lot of people have been pushing the city council to review a part of the code that allows landlords to deny rentals to a lot of people with felony convictions. The News Gazette says the council has decided to schedule another study session with the goal of specifying exactly what convictions a landlord should be allowed to consider when deciding whether to deny a rental. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
It's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm a PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Hello, this is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I say Scotty's, you say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32, you say Draft Beers. 32.
Draft Beers.
I say Live, you say Sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high near 90. 67 our low this evening, up to 90 tomorrow with the sunshine and another slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 69 our low on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, we're up to 91 and down to 71. Right now, we're at 73. ESPN 93.5.
Our friend Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. She's in the D.C. Bureau watching the debate last night, I'm sure. How are you? Rachel?
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you back at Sutherland Fox. If you want to follow her on Twitter, watching the debate last night, your takeaway as a news reporter was what?
Well, if you look at kind of the winners and losers of the debate last night, I think that you see that Beto O'Rourke did not have the best performance of his life. And he had, you know, that one shot to get it out there. He was the first candidate to speak in Spanish, and Cory Booker kind of gave him the side eye. I don't think he was really connecting well. And he got taken down by former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, who, by the way, is probably in the winner's column. He's been polling around 0 to 1%. But he was able to hold his own, connect with the audience, and have cogent statements and confidence. Elizabeth Warren, also probably on the winner's list, she checked all the boxes for what she needed to accomplish. I mean, I wouldn't say she knocked it out of the park, but she appealed to the base. She was one of two candidates to raise their hands when they were asked whether or not they would abolish private health care. Also, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio raised his hand. The rest of them, they were more the idea of Medicare for all, but also allow people to keep their private health insurance plan.
I didn't see anybody, and this is my opinion, I just didn't see anybody that's going to be president on stage last night, and maybe there is. I don't know, but I'm telling you,
Stevie J says eliminate old, then white, and then men, and you're down to Kamala Harris. So there you have it.
Well, don't forget about Tulsi Gabbard.
I liked her. I did
Kamala
like
Harris.
Her. I thought Tulsi Gabbard was good. I think Kamala Harris has the, you know, the Oprah Obama. They would totally be in her camp. And I think African-American woman, that might be quite interesting against Donald Trump. Anyway, I don't know. I just know there's 10 more tonight and 5 more. Rachel, 5 more that won't even get on the stage. Man.
Right. They didn't make the cut because they based this on having, I believe, 65,000 donors and the polling, but you didn't have to work that hard at it. Like 1% you had to have to get on the stage. It makes you wonder when these others will drop out, the ones that aren't even able to get screen time. And then the others who just don't poll well. I mean, at some point, these candidates are going to start whittling themselves out of the race.
Mm-hmm. I'm told that I need to hear Governor, is it Bullock from Montana? Governor Bullock?
Well, he didn't make the cut.
Yeah, but he's jumped in late, and so he's going to 99 counties in Iowa. He could finish third there for all I know, and then all of a sudden he could jump on the radar. But I like John Delaney last night. Never heard of him, couldn't identify, heard him, and I said, you know what? He's probably too much toward the middle for this party right now.
I agree. I think actually he had a pretty good performance. He's former Maryland congressman, wasn't on the map before last night. I think he made some good points. He made interesting points about Medicare for All and how his dad was a unionized worker who really liked his health care, and he wouldn't want to have to say to his dad, I'm taking away your health care. You're right. He's a moderate in the midst of a lot of progressives. We've already got Joe Biden filling that role. So I don't know if he's going to gain traction, but he was interesting for sure.
Yeah, and when he said, you know, when you talk about impeachment, he said, you know what, I've been to 400 things. Went to every place in Iowa. They're not asking about impeachment. They're asking about health care and all those other things. I thought, and I noticed after that, NBC kind of rushed him out. Okay, we're done. Bye.
Yeah, and NBC had that sound room fail. That went on.
Hey,
yeah, I think Lester Holt was heard saying he has to use the bathroom or something.
Oh my gosh, that's like Naked Gun. Come on, man.
But you know how it is a broadcast.
Oh, I know. No. Live stuff happens. It's happened to all of us. We all get it. But man, at that level, you don't generally see it, but they just, somebody in the control room didn't slide her down or something. I don't know.
that someone may not be back tonight.
Darn it. Well, okay, so round two tonight, do you have popcorn when you do this, Rachel, or do you just have a notepad?
I have my laptop open, you know, I try not to snack too late at night, but sometimes I break that rule. Tonight, watch for Joe Biden to really fend off the folks that he's been ignoring. He needs to be able to hold his own. He needs to kind of do what Elizabeth Warren did last night, but having a solid performance and not getting rattled or taken down by somebody. So that's his job. Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, the more progressive end of the wing there, will be going after him. This will be their chance to do that. But again, with only 60 seconds to answer a question, you don't get much time to get into fight.
We had a 120-minute event last night, and 10.8 minutes led the pack. Cory Booker with the most time. I'm going, there's 120 minutes. He only got 10.8. Jay Inslee, 5.7. He wasn't even on the show. So I guess they just focused toward the middle because they're the leaders, I suppose, at this point is what they perceive. So,
Sure. And it makes sense. I mean, in many respects, as I've mentioned, this was kind of an American Idol moment for people.
Yep.
They had their shot to make their case. Some of them may exit the stage sooner rather than later, but, you know, maybe this Bullock guy will hold in.
Yeah, we'll see. And, you know, Beto O'Rourke speaking Spanish in the Cory Booker eye is going to be on a photo somewhere framed.
Oh, it's already trending on Twitter.
Is it? Okay. Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox to follow her on Twitter. Thanks as always.
Thanks.
All right. Sports headlines next.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions, they're all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
It's hard not to be a fan of a credit card that gives you more while saving you money every single day. The Illini Visa Rewards Card, available only through U of I Community Credit Union.
Roark's has been around since 1935, giving excellent service to customers for 84 years. Let's put that into some context. Hank Greenberg and the Tigers beat the Cubs in the World Series that year. The first ever Heisman Trophy was won. And Babe Ruth hit his last of 714 career home runs. Durst has seen all trends and flavors of the month go by in those 84 years, but they have been a constant you can trust to get your bike and exercise equipment. Go with the third generation Champagne staple in Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on North Madison Champagne.
The FedEx ground location in Champaign will be holding an on-site job fair Sunday, June 30th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Hiring for full-time and part-time package handlers with flexible scheduling, weekend shifts, and starting wages up to $13.60 an hour. Avoid the line, apply online. Visit groundwarehousejobs.fedex.com. Again, that's groundwarehousejobs.fedex.com. FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Minorities, females, disability, veterans committed to a diverse workforce.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Sleep cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. Enjoy deeper, cooler sleep by saving $500 off a reinvented Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress during our July 4th event. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
I didn't know the microphone problem NBC had last night had anything to do with Naked Gun, but if Lester Holt said I have to go to the bathroom, that's close to the urinal and Naked Gun. Did anybody see that? Oh, my. Here, he had his microphone on. He went to the urinal.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, that's bad. Let's check sports headlines.
All right. The Oakland A's beat the St. Louis Cardinals, who have the day off today. The final yesterday was 2-1. We have your Redbird recap now.
Well, what do you think, John?
Well, Mike, it took until the sixth inning for the Cardinals to get a runner to second base, and that was after Paul Goldschmidt broke an 0-for-11 with a single and moved up on a two-out walk to Ozuna. Then it took until one out in the ninth inning before the Cardinals got a runner to third base. That was Marcell Ozuna with a double, and he advanced on a ground out on the second out by Jose Martinez. The Cardinals lost a 2-0 game, a pair of home runs, Taylor and Chapman for the A's, and Adam Wainwright pitched well. His 300th career start, pitched well enough to get a win, but he didn't get any support from his offense.
Yeah, the Cardinals were shut on 5 hits. Day off today, and then the Cardinals will head to San Diego and take on the Padres on Friday night on the air at 8:15. And the Cardinals will announce who they'll pitch on Friday, as they'll send the left-hander, Eric Lauer, who's 5-7 against the Cardinals. Pre-game show is 8:15.
So it's a late one on Friday.
Yeah.
San Diego Padres series will start off, and I believe that as we get into July, they're staying on the West Coast, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're going to Seattle, then they're going to San Francisco, then All-Star.
Then All-Star.
And
break.
Cardinals have to find an All-Star because they've got nobody. So they pick one because one person gets to be on the team, but they don't know which one it'll be because nobody got voted
in. Who would you pick right now,
Steve? Good question. John Gant or... Oh, gosh, Paul Goldschmidt. Yachty's a perennial, you know, legendary.
Sure.
So,
I think Yachty had to sit out last year because of a hand thing.
Yeah, maybe. And of course, Marcell Ozuna's up with the leaders with home runs and RBIs.
Right.
So, Marcell Ozuna, he's not a very good fielder, but he's sure a good hitter.
So, Atlanta over the Cubs 5-3 yesterday. It's a 1:20 start to wrap up that series on U.S. 105.9. They got a game one lead over Milwaukee after they lost 4-2 to Seattle yesterday. Chicago White Sox, Boston Red Sox game had the White Sox on top. They will be off today. College World Series won by Vanderbilt. 8-2 winners over Michigan. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yep, Vandy came in here, I think it was 2015 when we had our good run, and they beat us. I mean, they're really perennially good at baseball at Vandy. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, it's essentially the same today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're up to around 90, down to around 70 at night with a slight chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. With the sunshine now, a breezy, temperatures at 40s. At 74.
No.
I was trying to flip-flop that.
Wow. 40?
That was 47.
Yeah.
74.
Maybe 90. It's warm, but summer, it's supposed to be around the 4th.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back after this Fox Business Minute. Isn't Kendall Gill coming to town soon?
It is. The golf outing. We had a text in about what are some golf outings coming up.
All
we'll
right.
Find out more details soon.
Get it
soon.
Next for you. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, the latest reading on the economy confirms it expanded at a strong pace at the start of the year. The final reading on the gross domestic product for the first quarter is a 3.1% increase. Despite the upbeat reading, growth in consumer spending has been revised lower, and there were more people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new unemployment claims rose by 10,000 to 227,000. It is still at a low level, but it is weaker than expected. Walgreens Boots Alliance, the drugstore chain, is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. It's seeing business improving in U.S. sales, both for its retail and prescription businesses. And there's another delay in recertifying Boeing's 737 MAX plane. A new problem has been discovered separate from the MCAS flight control system. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Yeah, Kendall Gill's golf outing is coming up in July. Taylor Tereskis, how are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Everybody loves Kendall Gill, and the golf outing is coming up when?
It is Monday, July 8th, so we're less than 2 weeks away.
Can people still get in?
They can. So we are, our official deadline is Friday, so tomorrow. But we are still looking for a few more foursomes. So if they were to send it in, you know, tomorrow or first thing Monday morning, we'd be happy to accept them.
CunninghamHome.org, can they go there?
Yes, under our events tab is all the information about the golf outing.
What does it cost?
It is $135 for an individual, but we are really pushing for foursomes because we don't have any individuals right now.
Yeah.
So foursome is $540, which includes your day of golf, and a really nice lunch and steak and shrimp dinner.
Ooh, so you're doing two meals for me, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And Kendall Gill, of course. And is there auctions or silent stuff or what?
Yes. So we have quite a few raffle packages put together. And then this year we are doing a small silent auction where you can bid. And one of the items is a Bulls experience package that Kendall and Wendy, his wife, have put together. So
nice.
It's kind of a behind the scenes with Kendall at a Bulls game.
Nice.
So, wait a minute. I get to go to the game with Kendall?
Nice.
No. That I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm waiting on the final details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sure if tickets to the game are included.
Hey,
yet.
Kendall, are we sitting by each other? Where are you going now? Hey, you want to go? What are you doing after the game? Huh? What are you... Yeah, that
so
could be problematic.
Tell us, for those who are new in town, what Cunningham Children's Home has meant to you, Taylor, and, you know, being the event coordinator and all that for this event.
Absolutely. Well, Cunningham has been around for 125 years, so I've just been a very small piece of what all happens here. But so we serve youth and their families who have experienced abuse, trauma, and neglect. And we do that through three main programs. So we have our residential treatment program, our special education, and community services, which is a very vast and growing kind of umbrella. And so these events that I host kind of help fundraise and support those programs and our kids here at Cunningham.
Yeah,
I have a circle of friends that have experienced this Hope Springs. That's kind of under your umbrella with some therapy issues, right?
Yeah, Hope Springs is our community services counseling program. So that's really open to anyone. And so our idea of opening Hope Springs was to branch out into the community to help these families and these youth before it gets so serious that they need to come here and live in our residential treatment center.
I just got a text in from Mike Walner, says Taylor is awesome.
Yes, it's an orange and blue. The golf.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're awesome, Taylor. Everybody's,
everybody's
texting me now. It's Taylor Tereskis. It's CunninghamHome.org. Kendall Gill Golf Outing. It's Monday, July 8th.
Yes, and with the 4th of July, it's like you kind of forget about this sort of thing. So that's kind of why you want people to move on this by tomorrow, right, yeah. Taylor?
Exactly. And we really are filling up. I mean, this was our first year expanding, so we are at both courses. And so we are almost to our limit. And so we'd love to have you join. That's why we expanded, to let new people get involved. But if you could get it to us as soon as possible.
Okay. And if I win the Kendall Gill Bowl experience, chances are not only will he not do it, but he'll probably quit Cunningham. So I better not even bid on it. Hey, where are you going now, Kendall?
Evie.
You want to ride together? What are you doing after? Taylor, nice. nice having you on. I hope it's a smashing success.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me to come on.
Nice
today.
To have you on. Taylor Tereskis, great energy.
Uh-huh.
Like her.
CunninghamHome.org.
There you go for the Kendall Gale Golf Outing. Kendall's been doing that forever.
Yes.
And he helped fund that with Coach Lou Henson.
Like 30 years or something.
Well, Lou Henson and Kendall donated to the new building.
Yes.
And
Spiritual Life Center's gorgeous.
Yeah, Kendall Gale, good man. I remember vividly when the kid from Mattison, Illinois, came here as a scrawny little freshman. And then the next year, something happened to his arms. I mean, what happened to your arms? And then I vividly remember him getting hurt at the Georgia Tech game live on CBS Sunday afternoon. Is that Kendall? Yeah, that was devastating. We were number one.
When you said what happened to your arms, because they got muscular
and grew longer, so he could jam
the basketball.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, not that big, but he is toned, and then it kept getting bigger and bigger, and his arms eventually got ginormous. And then I remember when Kendall, after his injury in that season, he came checked back into the game for the first time. And his eyes were like marbles. He was so excited and breathing hard, and the crowd went nuts.
Right.
So, Kendall, and of course, part of the Fly in the Line. Well, that was an incredible run. So fun. Okay, 827. You can always text in, 359-2255. We'll check your sports, news, weather, all coming in the next half hour. ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
They would have to take back something like two of these three players, P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon, and Clint Capella. But what use would they have for an $18 million center who would sit the bench in Clint Capella? If they just said goodbye, if the 76ers just said goodbye to Butler, they would have cap space to go pursue their own guys. They could go pursue whatever it is they want, re-sign Tobias Harris, maybe make a run for Kemba Walker. So why would they accommodate a sign-and-trade for the Houston Rockets? Why would they accommodate a sign-and-trade for Jimmy Butler? It makes no sense. I can't see a reason the Sixers would help the Rockets out. Why the Sixers would help Jimmy Butler walk to his predestined destination.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word CURL to 606060. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text CURL to 606060. Text CURL to 606060.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
You love your backyard and the outdoors. Insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any three for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 10 Democrats on stage at the first debate of the 2020 presidential campaign in Miami with a lot of talk about income inequality.
Who is this economy really working for? Donald Trump just sits in the White House and gloats.
This is supposed to be the party of working people.
This economy has got to work
for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't. This is actually an economy that's hurting small businesses and not allowing them to compete.
It's Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Bill de Blasio, Beto O'Rourke, and Cory Booker. The second debate, also run by NBC News, is tonight with 10 other candidates. The Senate passes a border spending bill.
The Senate rejected a House-passed bill that mandates funding be used for humanitarian purposes only. Fox is told the House may make some changes to the Senate bill today. It's unclear whether the chambers will be able to reconcile a bill that President Trump will sign.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has decided to clarify language in the city code regarding housing rentals. We told you yesterday a lot of people have been pushing the city council to review a part of the code that allows landlords to deny rentals to a lot of people with felony convictions. The News Gazette says the council has decided to schedule another study session with the goal of specifying exactly what convictions a landlord should be allowed to consider when deciding whether to deny a rental. A 19-year-old Urbana man who allegedly robbed a man on Monday has been charged with armed robbery and aggravated robbery in connection with the alleged holdup north of Urbana. 19-year-old Johnny Lucio is being held on $250,000 bond. Happened Monday evening. The Urbana man had been robbed of cash, phone, and car keys. He had met a seller via social media, said he was looking to buy a cell phone. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
From the University of Illinois, Police Officer Charles Hoskins. It's difficult when nobody will talk, when nobody will give you information. Why won't they? It's the snitches get stitches thing.
Well, you know, that's an ideology that's out there in the community, but you got to work to erode that as a police officer. This is the thing. Nowadays, with how culture has changed, society's changed, you can't allow yourself to get caught up in that. You got to be stronger than that, and you got to say, look, I got to get out of here. I got to hit the streets. I got to talk to people. I got to get one, people to understand that I'm available to them. That's number one. And number two, that you have to build a level of trust. If you're not out there and you're not talking to people and just people just see you drive by, that's not enough. You know, I take a whole approach about community policing. You have to get out and talk to people.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra Tractor, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Awesome machine sales and rental in Savoy and Tuscola, and online at awesomemachines.net. Simply awesome.
Now through June 13th, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Join former Illini basketball great Kendall Gill on July 8th for the 30th annual golf benefit for Cunningham Children's Home. The benefit raises money for Cunningham Boys Group Home, which is named in Kendall's honor. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the golf outing, and we want your foursome to join in a day filled with golf and good works. To learn more about golfing in or sponsoring the 30th annual Kendall Gill Golf Benefit, visit CunninghamChildrensHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Well, looks like summer. 90s and 70s. And maybe a scattered shower. So that's pretty typical. That's summer. I don't even want to think about after next weekend. Because you know what? Then you're 3 weeks till they start the early football practices. And then you're 50-some days till Illinois kicks it off. We play football August 31. So, yeah. Okay, Stevie, JAYTravel.com. There's a play we're going to in Chicago. Mary Beth is going to host that. Come From Away is the name of it, and I didn't know what it was. But this is essentially what happened in Newfoundland on 9/11. Apparently, in Newfoundland on 9/11, when President George W. Bush landed all the planes after the attacks on the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon and the field in Pennsylvania, he had all airplanes land. We had one at Willard that came, was on its way to Philadelphia and landed at Willard. That's all we had there. But in Newfoundland, there were 10 airplanes. Was it 10? No, no, 30, it was 10,000 people. So do the math, however many airplanes it was. It was a lot. So they landed. This is a town of 7,000. And there were 10,000 people from the airplanes, and the whole play is based on that day. It's Come From Away. It's a one-day trip to Chicago. If you want to go see that play, you can go to stevyjtravel.com and check that out. Okay, so the debates last night. I didn't see a presidential candidate on the stage. I didn't see it. I don't think it's Elizabeth Warren, and I think that was the big player last night. Tonight's the big hitters, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. Although following the weekend in South Bend with all that racial tension, I think Pete Buttigieg is probably not going to make it. So last night on MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell, major league liberal, and Donnie Deutsch, who's like a 30-year commentator guy on elections. And they're both very left and very liberal. Last night, though, they disagreed, and they kind of got into it about Elizabeth Warren.
My issue, unfortunately, and do not shoot the messenger, is the messenger. I do not believe Elizabeth Warren on stage with Donald Trump beats him. And I think if we're honest with ourselves and we look harder at ourselves, I think a lot of people agree with me. And I also think when you can label somebody a socialist, 57% of this country thinks that word is un-American. I'm not saying it's fair. When he can blanket Elizabeth Warren as a socialist and he's on stage with her, the Democrats lose. I think she's delightful. I think she's wonderful. I'm a big fan. I just don't think she has what it takes to beat this president the same way, at least an idealized version of Joe Biden is. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. It's just facts. We got to get Trump out.
Donnie, you're in a safe space here. You don't have to keep telling us that.
Well, let's just,
but can I just follow up on that, though, Diane? Yeah. Who could beat Trump? And did you see anyone on that stage tonight that could beat Trump?
I'm still sticking with an idealized version. The Joe Biden we want, okay? If Joe Biden we want, and then you pair him with the right candidate, yes. I still, in my heart of hearts, don't see anybody on that stage tonight that would beat Trump.
Let's just identify this for what it is.
And then we have Beto.
Pure guesswork a year and a half away from the guess point.
Absolutely.
And so it has, and Donnie, I say this respectfully, zero value.
As I disagree. You know what? I disagree with that, Lawrence. It's understanding human behavior.
By me in a similar
don't tell
way,
me it has zero value.
Zero value.
Don't tell me it has zero value. It's
it
understanding human behavior.
It's a guess. And it's a wild guess, Donnie.
It's not. It's understanding human behavior. And no, I guarantee you, 90% of our audience
agrees. It's a wild guess. There's no science in it. There's nothing.
No science in any of this.
And no one can make it. You can put any name you want in the wild guess that you just made, and it doesn't make it
I'm
true.
I'm understanding what Donald Trump, the way he connects with this country and the strength he exudes. We need to exude a stronger strength. It's
this
not
is,
a policy
this is the
discussion.
Pure guesswork section of the discussion.
Okay.
This is a guy who's done this for 30 years and watched human behavior.
I'm Donnie Deutsch, liberal. Lawrence O'Donnell, whacked out liberal. And obviously Lawrence likes Elizabeth Warren. So Christian has texted me and said, and I didn't see this yet, it's on the Drudge Report. You know who won the debate last night, according to people? Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah, I think really liberal, but, you know, held herself well and kind of classy and former soldier, pilot. I mean, interesting to see if she'll, this is the Drudge Report, and a whole bunch of people go to that, but she got the most votes. It's Tulsi Gabbard, a veteran. Very statesmanlike, I guess. So that's that. I didn't know that, and I find that interesting. I thought she was pretty good. I thought she's a little stiff for me, but, looked kind of presidential. I don't think anybody last night wins. But according to people from the Drudge Report poll, Tulsi Gabbard had the best night. That's interesting. Okay, ESPN 93.5, Cardinals, Cubs, Milwaukee all lose. I thought the Central was really good. Oops. Cardinals are just, I know I moan about the Cardinals. Well, they can't hit. They got the worst average in baseball. I don't get it. I don't understand. They get 5 hits last night, 2 of them to Tommy Edmond. Well, we know one guy that needs to play, Tommy Edmond. He played third base for Matt Carpenter, and that's not going to happen every night, but Tommy Edmond can play center field. He can play second. You got to play Tommy Edmond at least till he quits hitting or they figure him out. Anyway, he led off the game with a hit for the Cardinals. I can't think of the last time the Cardinals had a leadoff hit in a game. Ouch. 841 ESPN 92.5. You're welcome to text me, 359-2255. Back in a moment.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you've ever seen. Why is this single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
Listen up. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are producing new designs for you. Yeah, that's right. Game Day will be producing new designs for T-shirts in their buy one, get one section. New designs in the Game Day BOGO section. Game Day Spirit will be keeping their classic styles, of course, but adding tons of new and vintage designs. So be sure to check back often for new tees from Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit, located at 6th and Green in Campus Town, on the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and always at GameDaySpirit.com.
Let's take a look in at the Schilling family.
If I hear one more drip, I will lose my mind, honey. Fix it.
I'm working on it. Give me a break. This is an easy fix. Trust me.
Don't you think our roof has had enough breaks?
Uh-oh. Another break in the roof.
Fine, that's it. I am going online at freedomchampaign.com to get the real pros at Freedom Roofing. They won't even charge us for an inspection or a quote.
Yeah, breaks down Tulsi Gabbard, according to the Drudge poll, had 38%. Second was Elizabeth Warren at 12. So 38 to 12. And then the guy I like, John Delaney, who's kind of a moderate in that field, he's a real moderate. John Delaney was third at 10. And everybody else was, you know, Bill de Blasio got 7. Everybody else 5 and 6, pretty much. But no, interesting. Tulsi Gabbard, we'll see if you hear any more about her. She's very calm, very collected. Yeah, interesting. 8:40, and tonight's the big one. That's when you got Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, who I think's going to be right there for this thing, because I just don't think the Democrats are going to elect a white old man. And that eliminates a whole lot of the field. It's a lot of white men. I don't think they're going to pick that. So that's my guess. I don't know, but that's my guess. Sports headlines coming up next.
See the showroom top designer shop. Absorbing surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Flooring surfaces. First stop.
Golf season is finally here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rancho is the place to play. Willow Pond is starting the season off right with great rates, $25 on weekdays and $30 on weekends. The Willow Pond Senior Special is back this year. Golf Monday through Friday with a cart for just $20. Located on the historic Chanute Air Force Base, Willow Pond also offers excellent food and drinks at the 19th hole bar and grill. Come out and play and see why Willow Pond is one of the top public courses in Central Illinois.
He finds unique ways to let both food and wine dictate his story. He's Chef Thad Morrow, from humble Midwestern beginnings to the center of the world in New York City. And he's back at the new Naya Restaurant, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, situated in the heart of Campus Town. Enjoy a night out in the company of those you love. Join Chef Thad Morrow at Naya, now open at 212 East Green Street, online at nayarestaurants.com.
A lot of people text in last hour for a chance to win $50 to Naya Restaurant. All right, let's check our sports headlines. ESPN 93.5. Quarter till Jeremy Warner. Cardinals lose 2-0.
Well, what do you think, John?
Well, Mike, it took until the sixth inning for the Cardinals to get a runner to second base, and that was after Paul Goldschmidt broke an 0 for 11 with a single and moved up on a two-out walk to Ozuna. Then it took until one out in the ninth inning before the Cardinals got a runner to third base. That was Marcell Ozuna with a double, and he advanced on a ground out on the second out by Jose Martinez. The Cardinals lost a 2-0 game, a pair of home runs, Taylor and Chapman for the A's, and Adam Wainwright pitched well. His 300th career start, pitched well enough to get a win, but he didn't get any support from his offense.
Yeah, the Cardinals will shut out 5 hits. Day off today, and then the Cardinals will head to San Diego and take on the Padres on Friday night on the air at 8:15. And the Cardinals will announce who they'll pitch on Friday, as they'll send the left-hander, Eric Lauer, who's 5-7 against the Cardinals. Pre-game show is 8:15.
We'll have it here, ESPN 93.5. Cardinals just are really struggling on the offensive side for sure, and just have not been very good at baseball after May 1. Cubbies lose as well, 5-3 to Atlanta. Atlanta's really good. Cubs still hold on, though, because the Brewers lost, so the Cubs still a game up. And the Cardinals, in a really six-week, eight-week stretch of bad baseball, they're only 2.5 out. So, don't know. Tommy Edman again started last night from Matt Carpenter at third base and had 2 hits and fielded beautifully, but we'll see what happens on the final road trip before they get to the All-Star break. A lot of season left, but we're about half done. Elsewhere, Vanderbilt wins the College World Series. A very hot Michigan team got cooled off. After winning Game 1, Vanderbilt comes back, wins 4-1 two nights ago, then last night to seal it 8-2. Vandy wins. That's sports. 847 ESPN 93.5.
Experience food, drink, and fun at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, West Springfield in Champaign. Stop in this spring and summer to enjoy bar specialties. From their famous Slugger Burger to their never-ending nachos to daily specials. Come be a part of the party. And whether you're cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals or the Chicago Cubs, cheer them to victory with a cold drink in your hand at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Food, fun, cold drinks, and the place to be this summer. Come be part of the party at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Champaign.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. 5 generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
We are the power couple of Balzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jess Anna, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom shop. Luther Falls is amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs, and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovation look so easy.
If you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, remodelingchampaign.com. Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And
right?
This is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hey, Cardinal fans, make the trip to St. Louis and see the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of July 12th, 13th, and 14th. On Friday, July 12th, it's the Adult 2009 All-Star Game Jersey Giveaway. The Cardinals are excited to celebrate the 10th anniversary since the All-Star Game was played at Busch Stadium. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will go home with a replica jersey from the All-Star Game 10 years ago. Saturday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Golf Umbrella, presented by St. Louis Children's Hospital, Guardians of Childhood. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a Cardinals umbrella. Then on Sunday, July 14th, stay cool in the warmest summer months with a custom Cardinals large brim straw hat, courtesy of Brown and Crouppen. That day is also Christian Day at the ballpark, presented by Thrive and Financial. The weekend of July 12th, 13th, and 14th. Come to St. Louis. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Tolono Fun Day Festival is coming Friday, June 28th with the Tolono Twilight Track. The Youth Run is at 6, 5K at 7, and the second annual Golf Cart Parade with lit entries thanks to battery specialists plus golf cars starts at 8. The free family movie in Westside Park immediately follows. On Saturday, June 29th, local scouts raise the flag. There's breakfast in downtown Tolono with the Masons. The parade steps off at 11. Fun in the park throughout the afternoon. Champagne freight on stage and the fireworks at night. For details, visit Tolono Fun Day on Facebook.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Show coming up. Jeremy, remember when I asked you if I should carry the Chicago Cubs?
not bad advice, huh?
Yeah, you were right on it. So now I'm asking, do I need to carry the Chicago White Sox?
And it's not a bad time to buy, because there is excitement, but I still think, are they going to win their division next year? I don't know, but they'll be in contention. They're fun. They got some fun young talent.
Didn't Abreu get like 10 hits last night? I mean,
you got a big home run to win that game.
I mean, it was out of this Fenway Park, and he left the stadium, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Moncada, Tim Anderson, Giolito, it's been big years for those guys. So it's great to see Eloy Jimenez is really good. They got some young guys coming up, but they've had a lot of injuries this year that have kind of, I guess, put some cold water on everything a little bit, because like all our secondary prospects are kind of hurt, but it's the main guys have been really good. So it's,
man, I mean I see the White Sox, they keep winning some of these big games, beat Houston, beat Boston, beat the Yankees. I mean, they're better than I thought. Anyway, one last thing, what's the over under on Illinois football wins again?
I saw FanDuel had it at 3, but the number, a lot of bettors have put a lot of money on that, so that line's been moving. I think that was a pretty bad line by them. I'd set it probably at 4.5.
Okay.
Four would be fine for Vegas, but 3 didn't even make sense. It didn't even give a 3.5, which was weird to me.
Well, that'd be bad.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Yeah.
I mean, aren't we kind of supposed to win the first 3 even at Connecticut? Shouldn't we win that?
Yeah, I mean, UConn might be the easiest game on the schedule,
even more so
than Akron or Eastern Michigan's probably the toughest one in the non-conference. It's the easiest non-conference in a long time. It's just the conference is really, really hard, especially when you got crossovers in the East with Michigan and Michigan State.
And Lovey's kind of due for an upset somewhere. I mean, right? I mean, somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota was one last year, but yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to beat an Iowa or to beat a Northwestern or something like that. I think it's time in his rebuild to do that.
Yeah, okay, your show next. Hey, by the way, you are the man.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next, and he has so much stuff. He's got more content in his baby finger than I do in my whole body. He's just got stuff. He always has stuff. That's why there are 20,000 hits on his podcast every month. Is that stuff? Okay, back tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Diane darted off to do some fun day work on Channel 3 to promote that. That's awesome. She'll be back in the morning as well. Coach Ditka and Brother Johnny tomorrow as well. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner program next time. Stevie J, thanks again. We'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Becco, I said to the salesman at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, so...